You can go down there.
Yes, it goes all the way down there. Hey guys.
Hi fam.
We are back on this Blackout Tuesday.
And why are we calling it Blackout Tuesday?
In support of Mr. Floyd, whose life was taken by the police officers.
Okay.
Yes. So, the music that we normally have, they're doing live on, what is this, on Apple Music or iTunes. So I'm going to pause this for the cause so you can hear us a little bit better. And I'd like to ask my sister Thimberly, since she is so handy with the cell phone, can you look up to see where around the world they're protesting today?
Okay, sure.
So I know for sure that they were protesting in London, England. And when I heard that lady speak with so much compassion, that just really touched my heart. And she said that her daughter was 13. And she was going to teach her about racism. She learned about it when she was 13. And she said that she had to stand with her Black brothers and sisters in America. And then there was another couple that was there. And they're an interracial couple. And, you know, her husband, he was a European, a white guy. And he spoke about it. And he felt, like, very strongly because he has mixed children. So, you know, I mean, it was like so touching to see people all across the world that were marching for Mr. Floyd that passed away in the hands of an officer. also, another country I know of that was protesting were the Palestinians in Israel, because they also experienced police brutality by the Israeli people. There's like a long history of that. I am a history teacher. We'll get into that lesson another day to tell you all about that if you don't know. So
I have an answer for you.
Okay, let's go. Here we go.
Okay, so around the world, according to CNN, thousands around the world protest George Floyd's death in global display of solidarity. So we have Britain, Germany, France, Denmark, Italy, Syria. They even have a picture of him in Syria. They drew him here.
Oh, wow.
Brazil.
That's a good one.
I said Brazil. Mm-hmm. Mexico.
Mexico.
Ireland. New Zealand, Canada, Poland, wow, Australia.
Whoa.
And I think that may be it, okay?
That's it?
Yes.
Well, you know, I mean, I know everyone doesn't have a chance to hear us and everything, all the people that have protested in honor of George Floyd, but I just like to say thank you. Even if you don't hear me, thank you. I was on Instagram today. Well, you know, I'm on it like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw a lot of people. I'm friends with a lot of people across the world. And they are, you know, united. They stand with us, the protesters, for injustice. Because Martin Luther King said an injustice somewhere is an injustice everywhere.
Right.
Hopefully I got that right. But yes, so I felt it was just so touching.
It
you
is.
Know, people from Sweden, they participated in the Blackout Day. Even the rugby team in the UK, they were like, stop racism. And, you know, had a lot of posting, you know, a lot of posts. So I thought that was really, really nice.
And I'm very thankful also for our brothers and sisters of all colors that want to stand in solidarity because of this cause. It's greatly, your support is greatly appreciated, because if we don't stand together, then it's they're just gonna say it's the black people being, you know, being sensitive
or crybaby.
Yeah, we're just, you know, harping
slavery over, happened 400 years
harping
ago.
Over nonsense. But when people take notice in other, when other countries take notice and want to, you know, say something about this and believe that it's incorrect too, it means a lot. It really, really, really means a lot. It really does.
So I'd also like to call out some other minority people that aren't standing in solidarity. You don't have to go and protest, but you can be a part of it because I'm pretty sure you are experiencing it, you know. So let's go ahead and talk about what I've been going through yesterday and today. So I understand it's hard in America for any person of color. It just, it is. It's straight up. It's very hard here. You know, to be accepted. They talk about how you sound. They talk about your body. They talk about, and I'm, when I say they, I'm talking about the people that aren't minorities, you know, those that are not in favor of us all intermingling. Those are the ones that I'm speaking of. You know, so it makes it very difficult. But then you have a group of people that, you know, try to separate themselves from other minorities to try to be more like the majority, I should say. And it's sad because the same way they're talking about us and calling us names, they're doing that to you too. So stop playing the game. Get on the front line and march with the rest of us. So yesterday, I went to a park. Enjoying the sun, you know, I'm walking. I'm
the queen.
Yes, I'm basking in the sun, feeling the rays on my beautiful skin. I'm walking down the steps. There's a lady. She's a minority. Well, let's just say she's of color. You know how they say social distancing, stay 6 feet apart. Like, okay, great. I did that. The steps were probably more than 6 feet apart. She sees me. She stops in her tracks and makes a hard right. And then as I'm walking by, I just look at her. And I just shake my head like, really, lady? And she said, oh, did I offend you? I'm like, if you're asking me if you offended me, then what the hell do you think?
If there's any question in your mind, then
If there's a question,
the answer must be yes.
Then it must be yes. Then you must, well, I wouldn't have done it, but, you know, it was the social distancing bullshit.
But she didn't have on a mask.
She didn't have on a mask.
So why are you, all that goes out the window if you don't have on your mask, right?
In China, they were posting signs that black people weren't allowed into the stores. Into not Walmart, McDonald's and things like that because of the virus.
Just black people though.
Yeah. So you could be whatever other, you could be purple, you could be green.
And carrying the virus.
And carrying. But if you were, you know, the darker shade of brown, you weren't allowed in the store. So, I mean, it's like, who is that? Oh, hey! Random couple show. Hi! Haven't seen you in a while. I'm venting right now. You have to excuse me. But yeah, so I mean, it's just ridiculous that you would go out of your way to do something like this. And the news keeps spinning. Oh, it's hitting the minority community so hard. It's turning into a racial thing. And I understand that we're going through a horrible pandemic right now. But you know what? They're telling us to stay home. Well, guess what? We're staying home and we're still getting shot in our homes.
Right.
So what's up with that? You know, we can't even go into our own apartments without police busting in and shooting us 8 times in our own homes that they tell us to stay in.
And it has happened twice.
And this is America
that we know of.
That we know of.
Reported. Yeah.
That we know of. So, I mean, I'm just like, this fed is up. Ridiculous.
Fed
I'm
up fed up. Enough.
And I'm fed up with the racial tension, not only that's already been going on in America, but now that this little pandemic, this social distancing is bringing on. So, like I said before, Saturday when we were live in Philly, Mr. Sippy and our children, they were walking, and a lady that was a non-minority stepped completely off of the sidewalk into the street. And the sidewalks are pretty wide. You know, it's like, come on. And then today, walking in the park, trying to keep up with sister, which she left me.
I was on a mission.
I ate her dust.
I was on a mission. I got to get, we have to talk
okay,
about
yeah, we'll get with her in a minute. So, a family, another minority family. Stop it. She's distracting me right now. They were more than 10 feet away. They see me walking. They stop in their tracks. And let's just say they were probably from, let's see, what rhymes with that?
Long Dong.
No, oh my God. No, that okay. So anyway,
well, you asked
where
me.
All the toys come from, that's where they were from. They stop in their tracks. So I purposely started walking slow. And then when I met my sister Thimberly on the grass, that's when they started walking back again. Mm-mm. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
The ones with the babe pushing
yes!
the babies? That's it.
Yes, and it's like freaking 80 some degrees outside.
Yeah, it was warm.
You know, so I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Please, if you have children, please put them away right now. I'm venting. I'm like,
mm-mm-mm.
That is just ridiculous. And I tell you, it is turning into a racial thing. And so now, I mean, you hear it, well, on the news, they're like, the experts say that because of the protests,
nope.
It's going to raise the coronavirus. And then you hear these people, well, what's going to happen in 3 weeks? Well, damn it, what happened after 400 years? We're still getting killed.
But I feel like, I don't know, if I get pulled over, my chances are 50-50.
Exactly. Look what they did to Sandra Bland.
Right.
And she was educated.
And I had coronavirus and I survived. So my chances of surviving corona, I think, are greater than
surviving the police.
Yeah. I have to say, you know, yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I know, but you know, it could definitely go downhill with the police.
It's to the point where I have two sons and once they become, they're young, they're still in elementary and one just graduated going to middle. It's to the point where once they start driving, I want them to put walkers inside of their vehicles because they're going to get cars. And then if they get pulled over and they're told to, hey, come out or whatever, step out. I want them to have their walkers out. So they can be less of a threat.
That's a shame.
And that's a shame because
they have to pretend to
I'm
be handicapped.
Afraid for them.
Yeah.
I am afraid for my own children when they get older.
It's almost to the point that you don't want to raise African American sons in America.
Right.
And I've heard people that have the means you know, to move to another country, they have done that for their children.
Exactly.
And at the time, I thought it was a little ridiculous, but now I think it is to that point, you know?
It is, because I made it a point for my children to learn French,
mm-hmm.
and they're also learning Spanish. So, I mean, okay, Glenn, but don't stay away too long, okay? Because we miss you. Yeah. But it's to the point where we're afraid. Bonjour. Oh yeah, you're Canadian, right? So you know French. He's back-ish. Yeah, so it's just ridiculous. Hey, Glenn, we're talking about the Blackout Tuesday, like what's going on in America, because things are erupting here. And the current leadership is not the best right now.
It sucks. It's some bullshit is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's no leadership. It's cowering in the bunker and then coming out holding a Bible like you believe it. Yeah. I don't want to hear that.
Right. You said it's nuts.
We can't even candy coat that.
We can't. So do you know what he did? They tear gassed and pushed like a whole bunch of protesters out of the way so he could walk to the church.
Mm-hmm.
He roughed up a priest. They like, what is he now, a mob boss?
Right. It's a special place in hell for him. Even the Pope doesn't like him. Remember?
Yeah.
The Pope does. If the Pope doesn't like you, the Pope likes everybody.
The Pope loves everyone.
Everybody. The Pope don't even like Donald Trump. That's saying a lot. That's saying a whole bunch.
Not good.
Mm. The Pope don't like you.
You got the Pope right.
You got the Pope praying against you.
Right. Uh oh. You better watch out.
Don't tell the Lord some stuff that you know.
Right. Because the Pope doesn't care for him.
That's sad.
That is.
That's
ridiculous.
How can you rub the Pope the wrong way?
The Pope loves everybody.
Yeah.
He says, I've started referring to the media as storytellers versus reporters.
Yep.
At this point. Yeah, because mm-hmm. all the media is doing is
putting a spin on it.
Putting a spin, and they are invoking more fear into everything. Like the virus thing, like all of that. Just more fear.
Too much.
More fear.
Yeah. That's why I have to turn off the news.
You have to separate yourself from this.
I can't watch that.
So many people are suffering from anxiety now.
Why do you think I'm outside walking so fast? I'm trying to get the anxiety off.
Like, so many people are suffering from anxiety.
Just exercise. That's the key.
Which would be a compliment if they were novelists. Yeah, it would be. But, I mean, it's just going so crazy.
It's so funny that he said that, because I had a talk with an older gentleman. He was reading the book, the autobiography of, I want to say, Walter Cronkite.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just saying how news is like entertainment now. You know, everybody, we're on the news to be, the news is entertaining. Like they have a celebrity, you know, they have a celebrity corner, you know, where they talk about what's trending in celebrity news. That's not news to me. I don't care what celebrity is doing what, really. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'll ask Wendy Williams if I'll watch Wendy if that's what I want to know. You know what I mean? Like the news is, it's sensationalism now. It's entertainment. It might as well be a reality show. You know, it's not what it used to be when 60 Minutes, you know, 60 Minutes and stuff like that. And it's totally changed.
It has.
Yeah. But it's funny, I was just talking, at my gig where I meet with a lot of seasoned veterans, we were having a discussion about that. How's everything, by the way?
So to sidebar really quick, they really made dinner for me, of course. Oh, and Glenn says he follows Twitter, and some of that news is misleading too.
Oh yeah, Twitter. I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I don't think that's a reliable source. I feel like that's people tweeting in.
Yeah.
Yo, Donald Trump tweets on there, so I know it's not believable.
Oh, they fact checked him, and so now he did that executive bullcrap order. Like, dude, whatever. So anyway, let me tell you guys what I'm eating. I'm eating a spicy.
Not spicy.
It's spicy to me, and I love spicy food. So
it's just two jalapenos.
Oh my gosh, two and with tequila.
But the capsaicin burns fat. Did you know that?
Okay, well, it's burning my throat right now.
And a little cayenne pepper. So maybe.
It's burning my throat.
But it didn't burn my throat.
I don't know. I guess your throat is a little bit deeper than mine.
Stronger.
It's a little bit stronger.
I'm strong throated.
She's strong throated.
Strong throated.
So it's a chimichanga
wheat tortilla.
A wheat tortilla.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a creamy coating. Yes, it's called sour cream. She tried to give me some out of the bowl. out of the bowl.
It's fat-free sour cream. It's really good. Because that's all I can have right now. Mm. Well, forever, actually. That's
It almost came out my nose.
My lifestyle.
Oh, that would hurt. It almost came out my nose. Oh, my gosh. She, if you guys want to see her face, she's like, well, that's all I can have right now. Forever.
Forever.
Like that movie Sandlot.
Forever.
Oh, you got to see that with
I've Aiden. Seen it. Oh, okay. He likes it.
Oh, he loves it. So anyway, she made, tell him what you made. I can't describe it.
Okay. It's just a simple, it's a diabetic friendly chimichanga, actually. So I found it from
her man cream sour. Man cream sour cream. Ew. No, that's super salty. I wouldn't know.
It's not. It's really not salty.
It's medicated, huh?
So I didn't, mention this for a little while now because I kind of wanted to get things handled on my own. But I was diagnosed with diabetes, 2 weeks ago?
Almost three weeks ago.
And so the day the doctor, my sister and my brother-in-law were the ones instrumental in making my butt go to the hospital.
Get your ass to the hospital. I drove her. Oh, he said type one or two?
Two.
Type two, yeah.
Two, yeah. So that she drove me. She was like, I was like, I keep peeing and I'm we're going to talk about the incident in D.C. about the jacket at a later time. You know, I'm telling about that right
now. What jacket?
I couldn't hold my.
Oh!
So if you don't know, if you're diabetic, and you don't know, I didn't know. So the sugar, apparently the sugar was trying to leave my body. And I noticed no matter how much water I would drink, I would just be thirsty. I was crawling in the desert, sand going down my throat. I was thirsty, drinking ice water every 2 minutes. And I don't even like ice water. I like water, room temp, bottled water, whatever. But ice water, that's just country and crazy. That's just not me. So I was drinking ice water, just actually guzzling it. And every 2 seconds, having to go to the bathroom. Every 2 seconds. So Miss Ashley wants to go to the mall, the National Mall, by the monument. And, do a podcast. I'm like, okay, but I'm still kind of using the restroom every 2 seconds. So, of course.
And we were drinking tequila on top of that.
No, we weren't drinking.
Yeah, we were.
Was it tequila?
Tequila and juice.
I thought it was something else. No, it had to be gin.
That happens when you drink beer.
Had to be gin. That was gin.
No, was it tequila? No, it was tequila.
Oh, I thought it was.
You sure it's gin?
I think it was gin because I had switched.
Well, some juice with it. Yeah. I know we had some juice.
And we were just drinking. But still, you were able to hold yours. I was like, I got to go to the restroom. So, of course, the parks, national parks, technically are still not open. So, you're, kind of on your own with no porta potties in D.C. So, I was going to try to make it to the van because she has a special potty in the van.
Because they're called Don's Johns. Yeah. And they're not really allowed there
and
anymore.
And they don't have the porta potties anymore. So, I'm trying to make it back to the van, which was kind of far because we had to park far. But, y'all, I had a little wedding accident. And
she had a wedding. She tinkled on herself.
I cannot make it to the bathroom. So that's when I knew right then and there something's wrong with me because dang, I'm grown. Well into my grown-up years. I should be able to hold my liquid.
You know how you're
holding my liquid.
When you're a kid, your parents just hold it. I gotta go.
But when you feel that
you have to hold it.
I couldn't hold it. It was urgent. When you first have to go to the restroom, you feel that little tickle, right? Okay, I got to go, but I can hold it. With that, with the sugar in my blood, when I felt that tickle, it had to come out. You know what I mean? You know, when you feel it, you're like, okay, I can hold it for an hour. I'm notorious for holding it for an hour.
Wow.
So I can hold
you
it
have
for
a bad bladder.
I can hold it. So
I hear that makes your orgasm stronger, though. When you hold your urine. It's supposed to make your orgasm or that muscle stronger.
The Kegel muscle?
Yeah, something like that. Because yours is crap now.
I don't know about that.
But anyway, go ahead.
Okay,
your story.
So long story short, I didn't make it to the potty in the car. And I didn't. And that was the clothes I had on. You couldn't conceal it. I don't remember what color pants I had on. White pants.
She had on white pants.
And you could see it was just bad. So I had it in the. Okay, just nothing underneath the pants.
So she doesn't wear underwear.
Okay,
anymore.
But nobody needs to know that. Okay, nobody needs to. So I have the pants just see through. I'm pretty sure this lady.
He said he's doing his Kegels right now.
Men don't have a Kegel. I don't know if men have a Kegel.
Well, his girlfriend does. Okay. Though.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure some lady was filming me on her phone peeing in the bushes with my pants up. Because right. I saw her holding her phone and she was just like laughing.
She was laughing. Oh my God.
So I might be on YouTube somewhere. So
did she take a picture? And
she was holding the phone. Like she was filming.
So you're out there somewhere on the internet. You could never, she could never run for a public office.
No problem. They took advantage of my disability.
Right.
Yes.
The diabetes.
Yes.
You were in sugar shock.
Yes. I didn't even know I was sick. That's my defense.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. So, it gets worse. My story gets worse. It gets worse. So, you know, I have no extra clothes, which something told me.
Monetized it.
Take some. Okay. Give me my cut. So, you know, I have no extra clothes. All my sister has in the car, in the van, is a big parka.
So yeah, I always keep my big jacket in there.
It was about 80. Was it 80? Was it
70? It was hot that day.
It was
hot that day.
It was really warm. So I'm walking. It's a long. The walk was even longer on the way back. So I got on like some flip flops and a big parka. Nothing. I'm naked under the parka with flip flops. So I'm walking in DC. I never felt so low. People were looking at me.
Like a fashion of a booty call.
Oh, it was worse than that.
It was a crackhead call.
Yeah. People were treating me like I was homeless. Like I was walking like this family, this couple. And that wasn't even racism. I would have walked away from me too. I have this big parka. I'm probably looking like a homeless hooker or something. So I have flip-flops. Nothing underneath. I'm going back to get my sister because I left my, why did I leave my phone? I could at least brought my cell phone and been like, hey, I didn't make it. Come to the car. But I had to come get you because I didn't have my phone.
Right.
Like a dummy.
Because I was trying to call you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bring my phone.
I'm not going to bring my phone like a dummy. So I'm walking with the parka.
Dollar.
People crossing the street like, oh my God. I know
they were crossing the street away from her.
Like, oh my God, no, she smells, you know, like I got on this big funky coat, flip flops, nothing underneath. So then I'm walking up.
Oh
so,
my God.
So finally I make it to where my sister's sitting kind of on the hill. This part is so funny. So I'm walking towards her and I just see her look at me and she just falls on the ground laughing.
Who's laughing at you?
You.
Oh
you.
Yeah. When I saw her. It took her a long time to come back.
I didn't want to come back. I didn't want to.
And I saw her walking, and I was like, I just started laughing. I knew.
I looked at her, she looked at me, and I knew she knew that
she didn't make it. She came back, she had no bottoms on. I'm like, you better not squat in front of me. She had nothing.
I had
nothing.
I had on a shirt. My shirt came like, you know, to your
waist.
Yeah.
Like as if she was going to get a pelvic exam.
Right. I needed a hospital gown right there. Like, that would have really come in handy.
Oh my God.
She had that would have been better than the parka. Oh my God. Oh,
I was Lord, like, Jesus. We gotta go.
And she
like, you fell or something.
Oh my gosh. You're like, get up. People can see a naked ass. God.
It was
a horrible. So from then, I still didn't go to, I didn't, like, the
no,
next
you still
day.
Didn't go to the doctor.
What day was it?
That was like not until like the weekend or
that
something.
That was Sunday.
Yeah.
That was like a Sunday.
Yeah.
And I think I went like Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause I was like, I just don't feel good. I'm tired. I was like, I don't have any energy. I was laying right there on the couch on my back.
You said you're an exhibitionist.
I was that day.
You could fit in a hedonism.
Right? I should be no more modesty's out the window that day. So, yeah. So then the next day, Monday, I don't know what was going on. I don't know what the heck was going on. And then Tuesday, I was like talking to you on the phone. You were like, I was like, I just don't feel good. I'm tired. I don't have any energy. It's like, I keep peeing. I'm thirsty. And then my friend was telling me go to the doctor too.
Yeah. Go doctor.
You go doctor.
You go doctor.
Go to the doctor. I was like, no, because I'm not going to get an appointment because the coronavirus, and they said don't really come if you're not really sick. Well, I didn't think I was that sick. So then my sister takes me to the doctor. She drives me. Oh, they're giving me fluids, taking my blood. My blood's pretty high. Sugars are pretty high. So they're working on me. So long story short, like the doctor gave me a lot of instruction and was she a dietitian? The lady that came, the Caribbean lady?
Yeah,
she's a dietitian. Yeah. So she gave me like a list of foods, things I need to do, suggestions. Yeah. So you guys, like she said I need to walk 30 minutes every day. So you best believe the very next day, I gotta clap it out. The very next day.
Clap it out.
I was,
and not your bottom either.
Oh my God. I've been on my grind every day since I've been diagnosed walking.
Ooh, 3 weeks ago.
Three miles. I lost 10 pounds thus far.
Probably more than that.
Probably more than that, according to some.
But tell me what your sugar was when you got to the hospital.
Oh my gosh, my sugar was 480.
488.
488.
You said congratulations.
Thank you. So now today I checked it. It's 90. Wait. Let me go to my Facebook. I have a journal, you guys. So if you have this, always journal. So as of today, yesterday it was 9. So every day is going down 93. So 172, 93, 78. So every day is going down. Mm-hmm. And also, I've done a lot of research as well. I'm taking medicine right now. I'm trying.
So he's like, what's normal?
So between? I should be, but the doctor said I should be between 150 and 170.
But that's still kind of high.
That's where he said I should be.
Because my doctor said I shouldn't be like over 120 or something like that when I was pregnant.
Right.
You know, I carried another human.
I think his expectations for me were low.
Yeah.
Because he thought I wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he.
Right? He said 480 is nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like sugar shock.
Yeah. But I was peeing in shock. I was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I don't, but yeah, it's like, it's right now, I'm going to say my average, if I had to average those out, I would say like 120, if not lower.
Okay.
Yeah, if I average all of these out.
Okay.
But like, it's 90, 93, 78, in between 95, not, you know.
So it should be between 80 and 100, like for normal.
Okay.
But then for his, like you said, his expectations were very low.
Yeah.
Because 150 is nothing. You can get that down like easily.
Yeah. Yeah. And so then I've had my follow up with my doctor, and I told him, because I have a journal of everything that I'm doing. So because they recommended that I do that, a food journal, because I've totally changed my diet. And I know that has a lot to do with the weight loss as well. Like my portions were bananas. Like I ate a lot. Like if I didn't exercise, I would be like on my 600-pound life. I would
whatever.
Think. Yeah, I ate a lot. My portions have really drastically changed. So I've totally made a lifestyle change, which I'm very happy.
I mean,
with.
So what if you ate a whole big platter of Mugu gumpo?
But portion size is part of diabetes. Yeah. It for whatever reason, I don't know. But so now I'm strength training and walking like three miles every day.
And for his relationships, he keeps his expectations to a minimum, kind of like your doctor.
Okay.
You know.
the doctor might have had low expectations, but mine were high of myself.
Okay.
Because he was trying to put me on more medicine,
is
and
this
I just
beef?
Yes, ma'am. But it's lean beef. It's the 90.
It's going to constipate me.
No, it's actually good for you. Building muscle is going to be good
only
for you.
Only if I'm on my period. But I'm not anymore.
Well, you were a couple of days ago.
Well, yesterday,
but
not
you
today.
Still, but your iron is still building itself up.
Okay.
So the red meat will help you. Believe me, I've been studying.
Believe me.
Believe me. Believe me.
Believe me. Okay,
believe me.
Sorry.
I've been studying.
Continue with your... Yeah, your data.
My saga. The saga of Fimberly. So yeah. So had my follow-up with my doctor. And I like I said, I didn't wanna I didn't want to like bring this to everybody because I wanted to get it under control without a, you know, sometimes when you tell people stuff, you just don't want the interference. You want to be able to be in your own head, in your own space to get it together. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I didn't share it. Now that I'm, you know, regular and loving what I'm doing and feeling good and everything's
regular,
getting back
constipated,
to, getting back to normal, feeling back to normal, then I felt like I could share with people and maybe I could help people. Cause yeah, it's just been a great change and I like what I'm doing. And I've always been pretty healthy. I just had to tweak it a little bit and get rid of carbs and the sugar. Cause I eat the healthy stuff people in my family don't even eat. So yeah, so I'm doing well. Working towards, you know, eventually getting off the medicine. And I'm also taking organic cinnamon and chromium.
Organic cinnamon.
And also the cinnamon pills. And also I read that the ginger, the fresh ginger root, definitely lowers your blood sugar.
And if you sprinkle fresh cinnamon on your nipples in the morning.
No.
And lick it off.
I don't know that.
It'll make your blood sugar.
Yeah, I don't know that. But I don't know that. I didn't Google that part. So.
That was on Pornhub.
Yeah, that's, I know.
Okay.
I didn't go to them for diabetic health. But thank you. So.
Cinnamon's good in oatmeal.
Yes, it is. Oh, cinnamon. I eat in my oatmeal, cinnamon, walnuts, chopped up apples, and sugar-free honey. That's my oatmeal. Oh, and you know what I put? An almond milk. You got me hooked on the almond milk. So I warm up the almond milk.
It's the bomb.
I warm it up and put it in the oatmeal with cinnamon and the allspice and the pumpkin spice and the apples and the walnuts and the sugar-free honey. Girl, that's a gourmet. Gourmet oatmeal.
All right.
So everything is like sugar-free and nuts. And
he said he'd lick cinnamon off nipples too.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, then. And it'll help your blood sugar, right?
Yes, cinnamon, it will. I, without a doubt, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, lady in the parka. That had an accident on her.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah. So yeah, that's what happened with him. So. You know, if you guys have any questions about, you know, if you're a new diabetic.
And you need some recipes.
And you, oh, he can't lick them off of your own. Well, you have to reach your head down.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you have to put your head all the way down and, like, stick your tongue out.
Take some practice, but you can make it happen.
Yeah, so. But if you guys know anyone, you can follow her on Thimberly K, right?
Yes.
She's on the
And brand. I'm actually going to post some vegetables that I grilled today. When they were good, right?
They were good.
No, really. You didn't like it?
They were okay. I mean, they were good. They were better.
Better than
you. Don't tell mom. They're better than mom's.
Well, I don't think she grilled them before.
No, she just drips them in oil.
Actually, olive oil is great.
She uses
it's like vegetable oil, Crisco.
And it's
Crisco.
Like your whole mouth is like just dripping with oil.
No, that's not healthy. Yeah. So yeah. I grilled them. I actually grilled them on my inside grill today.
Yeah, you're going to need some serious neck stretching.
On the grill, on my stove. And I put a little olive, I salted them and put some dried herbs on them.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, kind of mix it up together. Two capfuls of olive oil. And then I put a little olive oil on my little stovetop grill. And, you know, so they have the cute little line, the pretty little lines on it.
So when we see her, maybe you could teach her how to do it.
Yeah.
Or maybe dad would probably be better.
Yeah, dad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I put some on the grill when we visit.
Yeah.
I think she'll like
hers
it.
Hers are way too.
Well, like, they just need to be tweaked, you know.
Because, like, it'll give you the runs and everything will just cook. Yeah.
But it's not even supposed to be cooked in grease. Like she cuts them in the rounds, right?
Her rice, everything, it'll give you the runs. Like, it just.
It never gave me the runs, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, just grilling is my life. Grilling is my life. If I'm gonna be grilling like every day, so
it's like I'm
a little grill.
Yeah. Oh, you guys, and so we are
charcoal.
Gonna have a poolside party, a virtual poolside party, on that app, the Hangout. Or house party or something.
I don't know.
So we'll send it out and we'll broadcast and stuff and
Ashley's wearing a thong.
Yeah. That Thimberly made.
Well, you should wear, it should be like your mask, the same color as your mask.
I don't think so.
That was, yeah, so, yeah.
This was, that, my mask was supposed to have been Ethan's bow tie. So no, there's no more material for that. No, it's not Google Hangouts. It's called House Party. Because we downloaded it to the iPad. So yeah, it's called House Party. And I guess once we set it up, you send out the link. And then people, it's kind of like Zoom.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to have a Zorgy.
I'm not Zorgy. I'm not doing that.
We're going to have a Zorgy. No, we're not.
It's a house party. I'm not. Yeah, I can tell you that right now. Okay. That is, Zorgy is not on the menu.
Is Zorgy on the menu?
No. N-O. N-O.
It's not on the menu. He said he'll wear a thong for sure.
All right.
Oh, a mankini. Like for, that V
for his, for his, what is it? What is that? When I take you? Manatees? Man titties?
Manties.
Wait, man.
Manties. Man titties.
No, it was, what was the word he used? We were listening. I was watching Shuler. So tell him about the thong on his face.
I'm not going to talk about that because that was so. My sister always crazy things. And it was a picture of a man. Because, you know, they're like, make a mask with anything you have around the house. You can make it with the. And what I don't agree is when you make it with the bandana, because, you know, we're from like California. And so that kind of freaks us out, you know, especially when we see like red and blue and like all that.
Yeah, don't anyway, wear color.
Yeah, don't wear any colors. Just wear like a hot neon
white,
pink,
white,
or something.
Your white bandana. Yeah. Just go with that.
European bikini. Yeah. Right.
Middies.
Yeah.
Man titties. Middies.
Minis.
Middies.
Middies.
Mitties.
Okay.
Like.
Mitties.
Mitties.
So, man titties. So the guy, he made a mask out of a woman's thong.
Thong. Like a thong underwear. Just thong girls. Just crazy.
Yeah. And so the thong, the triangle, it was pink lace. He was on the subway.
He was on the subway. Okay.
He was on the subway.
With his shirt open. That I didn't understand. I didn't even realize he was on the subway.
He was on the subway.
Yeah, he is.
His shirt open, so his chest is showing.
And it's not a good chest.
And we didn't say barely him pecs, let alone man boobies.
He got a beard, though. You might have.
No, I'm cool.
His stomach's not fat. I mean, his stomach doesn't look
bad. Okay, now he's looking at this man's body that's wearing a G-string for a mask. You know, I love looking at men with beards. I love men with beards.
But it's not even covering anything.
But I draw the line there.
It's not even covering anything.
So it's over his nose. I wish everybody in the corner, like you know how a G-string has a shape like a triangle.
A triangle.
That triangle goes down and like it goes
in
to the
crack.
Tip of his chin. Yeah, where the crack is. And he has the strings tied around. And so I'm just like, okay, that's just ridiculous.
I'm not, I don't understand this on so many levels.
Like that's just.
But and it's lace on top of that. So it's not filtering anything.
No.
So a pink lace thong on your, he looked like he just came from raping somebody. That's him.
Oh my God.
He looked like he just raped. He got it because
you
shirt
said
is
it.
You were thinking it.
You said it.
Look, his shirt is open. Okay. He got her thong around his neck.
Is he sweating? Is there sweat?
I see some beads.
Okay. I'm done with her.
Doesn't he like, I just committed a crime and I just jumped on the subway.
He said maybe she had a pretty smelling putty.
Yeah. Well, she must. Because he got her
thong,
around his neck.
The thong is tight.
Look how he's draped. His whole mouth.
Oh my God.
See, oh, I sent it to you.
Oh my God. That's how it's draped. It's like,
it's just open. It looks like an elephant's trunk. It's like an elephant's trunk.
I don't.
So, you know what? And another thing, common sense. Since the coronavirus has become a pandemic and we've all had to wear masks, common sense is a thing of the past. You talking about the new normal. The new normal is not to have common sense.
That's the new normal?
I have seen people with maxi pads tied around their faces.
Yeah.
I have seen people with Spider-Man masks. I saw the Spider-Man mask in person at Walmart for my own eyes. I have seen people with the virus protection, you know, like the disc that you put in your computer, you know, the round disc.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
It says virus protection. So she got the round disc with the hole in the middle, and it says virus protection. I guess she thought that was, I don't know. Common sense is a thing of the past. Common sense, or the lack of, is the new normal now. I could show it to you.
I'm good.
What else have I seen? This lady had on a Pokemon mask. You're Pokemon now. You're just going to the store. It's Pokemon. This is the reason that Comic-Con has come to Walmart. Comic-Con is just every day now. What else have I seen? You know the little party hat that looks like a triangle?
She's explaining what kind of mask she's
seen. You know the little kid's birthday party hat?
Yeah.
Somebody had that on.
So Glenn said, like, in that case with the man wearing a G-string, hey, boss. Your boss says, hey, I need to wear a mask. Okay. I'm going to borrow your G-string.
Right. Exactly.
So that's where all the strippers' underwear have
they
gone.
They sold them.
They sold all their G-strings to that guy so he can have a mask.
Yeah. Because he just died.
Maybe he wears two. If you wear two G-strings, you know, one cotton and one lace.
Okay.
You know, lace to make it pretty.
Okay.
And then the cotton to actually feel something.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. That's
But even if he had pulled the bottom part, it would at least cover it more. He's just hanging loose. So anything, I could stick my head.
An elephant trunk.
I could stick my head in there and just hit him in the lips. And the shirt open.
With the virus laying on his chest.
Stole the lady's straws. Got on the subway, and he texted on the phone.
He said, "You guys can make a killing selling old panties to this guy." Like, you remember in college they used to do panty raids?
Yeah.
Maybe he
saved his.
Did that in the building.
Saved his for.
Well, somebody said it might be his.
That's what the guy said.
Because it is pretty big. I mean, it could be a larger woman.
Well, then he could have just worn the man thong then. Man thongs on his face. They have them for men.
Sell it. Oh, wear it once. Sell it for 50. because there's freaks out there that like that.
Because he. I can't.
Charge extra when you accidentally pee on yourself. we'll put it in a special bag and type Fimberly on it
to savor the aroma.
It's digitized. Yeah,
savor
that. Hi, Ravi.
Aroma.
Right, that's what we'll do.
I'm done. I'm so finished.
That's what we'll do.
Really pre-sickness.
Oh, Ravi said, I am new.
Hi.
Not with ammonia. Oh, ammonia is too strong.
No.
Ammonia take your breath away.
It was no ammonia, because believe me, all the water I was drinking, it was coming right through me. There was no ammonia.
Is that why when you mix urine with bleach, it makes that, like, it fizzes like that because there's ammonia in it, huh?
Yeah, but who makes an ammonia with
bleach? Oh, he said, where are we from? We're from
United States.
The United States. The crazy.
The University of the United States.
The University of the United States. Where is it? The University. I'm sorry, we're doing Coming to America with Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah, we're from California.
He's at a meth lab under Canada.
Wow.
It is.
Wow.
Because we have to get our cocaine from South America, right?
Wow.
So,
I wouldn't know that. I mean,
from what I've heard, they've got the best, you know.
I'm going to move on to the next topic.
But the meth lab, yeah, that's true. Robin Williams quote. Like 40 years ago, the meth lab did they have meth then?
I'm sure they did. We just didn't.
In high school, when I was in high school, in the 90s, we called it Hawaiian Ice.
Oh, yeah?
Because kids would go to raves and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because they'd be like, Ashley, you want to go? I'm like, no!
What is a rave?
A rave, they would go somewhere, Union City, and they would find, like, abandoned places, and they would just dance and party and pop Hawaiian Ice.
Now, I thought a rave, okay, let me tell you what I thought a rave was.
Here we go.
I thought it was like a concert where you, like, wore neon colors And everybody was like, just dancing party. And I did think that you were taking drugs, but I thought it was like a real concert. I didn't know, it was just something everybody just said, hey, let's go at 7:30. We're going to meet up and we're going to pop pills and pretend like it's music playing. That's what it is? Or is it real music playing?
It's real music. I mean, they still do it. Mm-hmm. He said, oh, that's a lot of ecstasy. Mm. Well, yeah, that's that designer drug when it makes your senses like super.
Yeah.
But you do the same thing at a rave. You dance and stuff. But I mean, it's just like an illegal party.
Oh, see, I thought a rave was like a real party. Okay. And I thought they pass you, you know, you body dive, you crowd dive.
No, okay, now you're going to a whole different. That's like a rock.
That's what I thought a rave was.
Wow.
See, I didn't. Okay. Wow. That's what I thought a rave was.
Oh, Glenn said he doesn't dance sober. Yeah, I dance so hard until I'm no longer, well, until I am sober.
Right.
What's up, Rabbi?
Sweating it out.
You sweat, right. Sweat it out. You sweat your hair out.
Peed it out. I peed it out.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, that's what a rave is. In Vegas, they have the EDC, the Electric Daisy concert.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're talking about that when they
That's what
Yeah.
And everybody's wearing neon.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yes,
that's
what she's talking about.
That's what I thought a rave was. That is what I thought a rave was. Okay.
Well, Glenn, you need to get in there and shake your tail feathers. He said he doesn't dance. Shake the tail feathers. Ravi, what's up? Do you dance? What do you do for fun?
Hopefully not raving.
Hopefully not. Remember one girl, she was talking to us and we're like, what's up, girl? What are you doing? She's like, I'm about to do this line.
Yeah. We were like, was it New Year? No.
No, it was just one night. We were over here. We're like, okay. Yeah,
we did a shot to
We did a shot.
Ending shot.
Well, I'm about to do a
line of coke.
A line of coke.
We're like,
okay.
Why don't you just try something else? Do something else for excitement. Yeah, we were trying to like be big sisters and be like, not to be like,
drink a lot of water.
Yeah. Maybe keep 911 on speed dial just in case your damn heart stops.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And remember, you're not Superwoman.
And Superwoman doesn't take drugs.
A sniffy? What is that? You made me a sniffy.
Sniffy.
What? I don't know. Glenn, what are you talking about?
Sniffy?
Look, I'm wearing glasses. No, he says sniffy, not a stiffy. What is on your mind?
Rhymes with sniffy. I don't know.
Stiffy rhymes with sniffy.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what she's doing over here.
I told you I gotta do my work too.
Doing work.
I have a homework like my team, my real estate team.
Oh, like when you have a runny nose. Oh, because people are snorting coke.
Because
like,
it messes with the lining of your nose.
Yeah, your sinuses.
Yeah. They get thinner.
Yeah.
It's the strong.
Yeah.
Okay, the hell of a drug.
Yeah.
That's what Rick James said.
In the words of Rick James.
Okay, the hell of a drug.
You know, the majority of those
doing crazy.
It's like the diesel. But, you know, the majority of those celebrities that did cocaine, they all had heart problems.
They're gone. Like, they're gone now. They're gone now.
We run Fred Berry.
Yep.
He used to pop up. No wonder he used to pop up so high when he would dance, right? He was like a round little thing. He would dance so hard. He was snorting. He was riding a white horse.
Wow.
Wow. Right. Yeah, that's how they make it. Oh, they use diesel to make it snortable?
Like diesel that you put in your
diesel, gas,
like what truck?
He said, "Yeah, the more you know,
right? The more you know."
that was a learning moment.
Yeah,
I don't think I teach my children that, but
I learned. Yeah. I learned what a rave was and what they cut coke with. Wow,
wow. No, what they make it with?
What they make?
I mean, what it comes in the coca plant?
I thought it came in bricks,
but you have to make it. It just don't grow in bricks.
I know that, but.
Oh, what's up, Chill Will? He said either. Oh, you know how coke is made too, huh? We're just talking about a little coke. How it's made. How you cut it up.
That's all.
Riding the white horse. You know,
I have seen it done before.
On movies.
Right.
This one
right,
guy.
Basically that, on movies.
On movies.
I saw, you know.
This one guy, we were watching this documentary, and he was like putting it in a pot and mm-hmm. baking soda, whatever, you know, mm-hmm. they add to it. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, he took a bottle of vodka and like poured it like Grey Goose. I like to give it that for a little taste. Like, are you serious wow. right now?
Wow.
He said, I watched Scarface and now I'm an expert on cocaine.
Exactly. Oh, Scarface. That's where I learned about drugs too, movies.
Right, exactly.
That's where I learned it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I learned it from my students.
Wow.
You know, all that other stuff. But yeah, so he liked to put Grey Goose in his to make Is it that- more. He said his clients say it tastes better. I mean, I don't understand. Like, when they do. When
I didn't know it had crack, a taste. I didn't know it had a taste.
When he was doing. But he made crack. So how does the crack taste better? Don't they like put it in a spoon and boil it and, or something?
I don't know.
Or they put it in a pipe?
Yeah, they put it in a pipe or something. Heroin is what you put in the spoon, okay?
Okay.
Heroin
is
what you... Why do I always have to be the one to... Again, I was watching a movie. Maybe New Jack. I don't know. But they put it in a spoon and liquefy it, and then they get the needle and put it in the needle.
I was the prom queen.
Now you're the prom fiend. She didn't look at all like a prom queen.
Both of you cook crack and heroin.
No.
Movies. No, it's the movies.
That just lets you know how violent and graphic movies are. We can recall how stuff is done
right.
like that.
Oh, remember that movie Traffic?
Yes.
And that horse, that white horse at the end, I think she melted it or something because, like, her husband left her or something. Uh-huh. You guys remember that movie Traffic? But she melted it and it turned into cocaine.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was, that's how, like, they got it out and the authorities didn't look at it. They just thought it was like a porcelain sculpture.
Wow.
But it was made from cocaine.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And so, like, she said, this is something your father left us. And, like, they broke it or so. I can't remember, but Traffic was a good movie.
Was it really?
Yeah. Don Cheadle's in it.
Oh, I gotta watch it.
Yeah.
I wasn't all that impressed with what... Wait, wasn't Ludacris in it?
I don't think so.
Okay, then maybe... Because there were a couple movies called Traffic, actually.
Okay.
And...
But this one was about drugs, though.
But weren't the police tracking somebody, too? Weren't the police, like...
Don Cheadle! I think he was a police officer.
See, I'm gonna have to watch it because I think it's streaming on Netflix right now. Okay. So I think I might.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you guys are in a, you said, you talking about Crash? Oh, is it Crash? Oh, okay. Maybe it's Crash, and I thought it was Traffic. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So Crash then.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 So, but it's a good movie. It's okay. A real, real good movie.
I'm gonna have to watch.
Yeah.
It.
So put that, but yeah, but Don Cheadle's in that.
Okay.
So yeah, but that's, you know, all these drug movies.
It's a lot of
I know New Jack City came out.
Because you know what? Art imitates life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
So mm-hmm. back when Merry Christmas Emporium, whose life was that? That wasn't ours.
Yeah, it was.
No.
Oh, yeah, it was. A Wonderful Life.
Wonderful Life.
People were struggling back. Yeah, I could say that. Yeah.
So, A Wonderful Life.
I actually watched that. That movie's really good.
Yeah. Because it art imitates life.
It does. It really does.
It really, wow.
really does.
Okay. So, life is really life crazy right art. About
yeah,
now. Huh?
Yeah. So, now so, it's going to be movies coming out about the quarantine. I could write a movie about it.
Well, they already have that. The one where... Oh, Traffic is Don Cheadle. Yeah, so I'm talking about Traffic.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about Traffic.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have to watch that.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, what was that? Contagion. That's yeah. like
it's on. I need to put some Why lotion. Are you? Because I need to put some. My skin is dry. I need to put some lotion. I just got the shower.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Unless water in Maryland is so dry.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so dry.
But I'm going to tell you, since I've got, and I didn't know why I was so dry, like diabetes makes your skin dry too.
Yeah.
So my skin is
But this makes
less,
me, it turns me white though.
Yeah. But my skin is less dry now that I know what's going on.
Oh.
Because I was super ashy before.
In D.C., it's not as dry.
It's not. There's more chemicals.
But in Vegas, you need to have baby oil
yeah.
outside your shower when you step out.
Yeah.
Because
it's like the
be
minute
dry.
You get out,
yeah.
you dry
You're
up.
Dry.
Yeah.
You're dry.
Yeah.
You're dry.
Yeah. Now, the water in Memphis it's not like that.
No.
But it's like, remember the water at Nana's house?
You couldn't get the soap off.
Huh? Yeah.
You felt oily.
But that was soft water.
Yeah.
So that was a good thing, I guess.
I guess so.
But I just felt like I was bathing forever.
I didn't like to be in the bathtub.
Me either.
Because you couldn't get the soap off.
It felt like a film. Huh?
Yeah, I felt like that.
So soft. I guess, you know what? We are city dwellers. So we're not used to soft water. We're used to the harsh stuff, which may not be a good thing.
With all the chemicals.
Yeah.
Like in Vegas, they treat the water.
So many.
And so when they clean our water heater out, it's like nothing but sand at the bottom. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Lorenz Tate. So Lorenz Tate was in Crash? Oh, it said Luda and Don Cheadle.
I thought Crash. Luda was in.
Yeah, but that was a movie. Crash.
Okay.
Crash.
So that's the one I saw. Crash.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw Traffic.
Okay. That's the one I saw.
I think I've seen Crash, but Traffic pops out of my mind because I remember that white horse. Because what's that lady, something Cicero was her name? The one that's married to Michael Douglas. He said, yeah, they're both great. Yeah.
Zeta Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yes, okay. I think she's in traffic. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I may have seen that.
Yeah. So anyway, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, it is Blackout Tuesday. Please continue to protest peacefully. Don't start any looting. No booty looting.
Oh, God.
None of that.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you for tuning in. Anything you want to say?
No, just everybody stay safe and, you know, just keep doing the right thing.
Keep hope alive.
Yeah.
Fight the power.
Yeah.
We got to fight the power that...
Don't let negativity and people that are in power...
Ass pirating. Where are we going? I'm about to go home. I gotta do some work.
I'm working and talking.
She's doing work.
I'm multitasking.
I actually have homework.
Like, we have to do an hour of learning. So.
Yeah, she has. Yeah, I actually do have homework to do. And I'll probably take some more pictures on Instagram.
There's no doubt.
I'm going on the gram.
There's no doubt about that.
I'll do a good
So I'm night. Probably gonna post my little
vegetables. I'll do a good night picture for my fam.
I'll do a good night Bitmoji.
Oh, good.
My Bitmoji so cute. she looks just like me.
Well, whatever. You said it.
You were thinking it.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to go, you guys. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back on, Saturday, live somewhere, maybe Love Blanket Park. I don't know.
Philly?
We're going to go to Philly. But they're blocking off freeways right now. Last weekend, we were in Philly.
We might not go to Philly this weekend. we don't get Philly a minute.
My gram, Chill Will, is up top, positive, enlightened. It's up there. But you can go to my website, positiveecs.com, and follow everything. Yeah, follow me. I'll follow you. And I'll follow you here, too, on Podbean as well. And if you guys have a talk show, let me know, and then I'll advertise for you as well. But, so I don't know where we're going to be this weekend. Philly.
Could be in your neighborhood.
Could be. Maybe... I don't want to do Baltimore.
Coming to a trunk near you.
I don't want to do Baltimore.
No.
Are there any good parks out there?
Only Blanket Park.
Love Blanket.
Yeah.
Love Blanket Park. Okay.
That's all I know. That's like in Glen Burnie. So it's literally across the bridge from Baltimore.
Across. Okay.
Yeah. So you can say, it's like where you see the cruise ships take off and showed you that. It's like right there. When we're like on the freeway.
Okay.
And so you might as well say it is.
Baltimore. We'll do a live show somewhere, maybe by the monuments if they're not protesting over there.
Maybe at the park over there.
Where, right here?
Yeah.
Oh.
Park. Over the hill? Like you know, the hill you came over, there's like a hill behind that. There's people on there. Yeah.
But there's not a lot of people. A lot of people watch.
Well, there's not a lot of people love Blanket.
She just took a drive. Okay, anyway.
No, she's coming back.
We're acting silly now. The tequila's kicking in.
Ice water here.
Oh, yeah, ice water over there.
No, antioxidant water.
Antioxidant.
Water with a few blueberries, a few organic blueberries from the rainforest of Rancho Cucamonga.
I'm having organic Jose Cuervo, a special blew agave.
Agave.
I know. Wow. Agave. Agave.
Wow.
I gave you something.
Ooh, agave. Wow.
It's silver tequila.
Oh, wow. Agave. Tequila, agave.
Tequila.
I would not know what that was. I'd be like, you drinking what now?
I'm drinking agave. It's, don't you like my dress? It's Versace. Okay, we're gone. We're done, no. For real. Okay, guys, thank you for tuning in, and we'll let you know where we're going to be Saturday, but it's going to be live somewhere. Mm-hmm. We just don't know where yet. Maybe we could go somewhere in Delaware.
If the beach is open.
Oh, yeah. If the beach is open.
I don't think it
is. I don't think so either. I don't think so. Yeah, but I don't know. All right, guys. We'll see you later. Thanks for tuning in.
Peace. Bye. And blessings. Stay healthy.